we ended up with a huge response to the survey, a great interest in it. There was 7,240 responses over a one-week period at the end of April and into early May, that's nationally. And of that 7,200, 83% would like to continue to work remotely for some or all of the time when the crisis is over. So that's quite a huge number. And I suppose we're also interested in those who might have had remote working experience versus those who didn't. And 51% of our respondents, so over 3,600, had never worked remotely before. And even of those, 78% would like to continue to do so for some or all of the time. So I think, you know, there's a huge case here for our employers to really start to look at this as an option and a future trajectory. I suppose as well, it does speak very much to the return to work safely protocol that was published over the weekend, where it's clear now that where employers can facilitate remote working is seen as a key lever to do so, because people are going to be having to socially distance in the workplace for quite some time.
In terms of employers, it would be interesting to see a similar survey of employers to see what the quality of work and what their experience from their point of view was, because certainly a lot of people working from home are reporting that they didn't feel their productivity was in any way compromised.
That's very true. So I suppose what we have here is we have the voice of the employees, and we have quite a substantial evidence base to go on here. And you're absolutely right. It would be very nice to get the view now of employers and managers to see if they corroborate some of the perceptions that employees have around productivity. So of our, in our survey, 37% of those who are working remotely report that their productivity is the same as normal. So that's 37%, and 30% reported that it's actually higher than normal. So, you know, two-thirds of those who responded indicate that their productivity is the same or better. That's quite staggering. Now, if employers were to corroborate that and report similar findings, I think it's a very insightful piece of evidence as to how we think about performance in the workplace, and that productivity doesn't correlate with us having to be physically present in a workplace. And I think there is a mindset change probably needed around how people are managed and how they do their work, which isn't about us physically all driving long commutes and traffic to get to a workplace. You know, a lot of people can work very effectively from home if their roles allow it.